A Chinese-owned supermarket in Nigeria's capital faces closure following allegations of discriminatory practices, prompting widespread outrage and official intervention. Piers Potter, CNT Live London. Authorities shut down the Abuja-based supermarket over accusations of denying entry to African shoppers, with Nigeria's consumer protection watchdog leading the charge. According to reports, the supermarket purportedly restricts access exclusively to individuals of Chinese descent, sparking condemnation and calls for accountability. The Nigeria Federal Competition and Consumer Protection Commission, FCCPC, swiftly launched an investigation into the matter, propelled by social media outcry and testimonies from Nigerians who claim that they were denied entry based on their nationality. In response to mounting pressure, the China General Chamber of Commerce, CGCC, which oversees the building housing the supermarket, denied the racism allegations, emphasizing principles of equality and inclusivity. Amid escalating tensions, former Senator Xu Sani joined the chorus of voices demanding action, asserting that any establishment inaccessible to Nigerian citizens should face repercussions. The FCCPC cited statements from the building administrator, Sanusi Shuabu, indicating that while the supermarket primarily caters to Chinese groceries, it previously welcomed shoppers irrespective of nationality. However, recent incidents suggest a stark departure from this practice. As the investigation unfolds, the supermarket's owner has been summoned to appear before the Consumer Protection Agency by Wednesday. Until compliance is achieved, the supermarket will remain shuttered. This development underscores broader concerns surrounding inclusivity and discrimination, amplifying the imperative for accountability and respect for all citizens, regardless of ethnicity or nationality, in Nigeria's diverse society. Piers Potter, CNT Live London.